This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Henry, you've got elected to join Team Finland for the Four Nation Tournament. What was your thought when you found out that you were going?
I think it was just pretty happy, and, you know, it's pretty nice thing to go there and represent our country, so it's really cool.
Is it something you were hoping that would happen for you? I know it didn't happen right away, but as you said, you never know, and now you're on the team.
Yeah, for sure. I was hoping, obviously, that, but, you know, unfortunately, a couple guys got injured, and I got in, so... So that's just how it goes sometimes, but I'm just, you know, we'll do my best for sure on that tournament.
You're going to have a teammate there in Luukkonen. You know what he can do. You've grown up with him here as a Saber. Were you happy for him when you found out he made it?
Of course, but I think that was kind of really, really obvious thing that he's going to get picked on that team. So I wasn't really surprised. So.
What's the biggest thing you've seen from Ukko as he's kind of grown up as a pro here? As I said, you guys have grown up together here as Sabres. What are the things that you've seen in him as he's gotten older?
Maybe saving more pucks. No, but I think, like I said multiple times already, like I was never like surprised for me that he's going to be starting goalie for this team one day. But I think he just got more games on his belt, and, you know, like he has that confidence right now that you put him in there and we can win every night. So, you know, he just, I mean, I don't know, has he grown that much? Maybe his games got better, but like I don't think he got that much, took some steps, but for me it wasn't never like surprise. Like same thing with him got picked for Nation right away, so it's for me it's never surprised.
Let's get back to the team. If you guys are going to go anywhere, you got to stack wins together. How big was it for you to get that fourth one in a row? I know it's something that you guys haven't been able to do. Was that big for you to get that, to kind of move forward and start stacking wins?
Yeah, for sure. It was big win for our team, but I don't think we're thinking about that, like stacking wins. Obviously, you got to keep rolling, but I don't think we think about that way. Obviously, every game you want to win, you know, so it's not like we have to win this one forward in a row. It's just every game we go, like, we want to win the game, right? So it just, but of course, feels good forward in a row, and put five in a row tonight.
Ever since the Vancouver game, you guys, in my opinion, have put together seven pretty good games here. You've won five of them, and the two you lost, you easily could have won. You were tied in the third period. What has been different has maybe gotten you guys over the hump?
I think we're playing better and defensively, and just figure out and breaking out the puck a little bit more cleaner, and that way getting more rushes. But I think it starts with the good diesel.
I noticed too, like when you do have a little adversity, like against Nashville, you had a two-goal lead, and then they scored two, but you won the game. Yeah. You guys didn't sit back. It's almost like you went for it instead. Do you guys maybe have a different mentality when that happens? All right, they scored a couple of goals. Yeah. It's not the end of the world. Let's go win the hockey game.
Yeah, for sure. I think that attack mentality has been better lately, so I think just got to keep it going with that one.
What do you remember from the Predators? You just played them to be able to beat them. You did beat them, score the late goal by Kulik, beat them. What do you remember from them? What do you have to do to beat them again?
I remember they're a really hard-working team, as always. Nashville are, and, you know, they have a good back check, but, you know, they play kind of a little gamble sometimes with their four guys and with their some lines in offensively, too. Like, you know, like they might take whatever it takes to get a good scoring chance, but like if you get the puck on that kind of moments, you have pretty good odd man rushes chance to go on the other way. So I think that's the key. So just gotta play good D zone again and just wait for that kind of moment and make best of it.
Now, have you, now for the tournament, have you told Darlene that you're going to beat Sweden?
Yeah, well, no, not yet, but we have some talk, but not like that yet, so we'll figure out.
Thanks, Henry. Good luck in the tournament.
Thanks.